Texas 99, welcome back to Tuesday edition of the Dawn Patrol. And, well, since we used to do Texas Tuesday years ago, we do have a Texas artist online. Welcome back, Aaron Etter. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a while.
I know. It's been forever, and I'm so glad to be back.
Where have you been?
Man, I've been singing. I've been doing a whole bunch of stuff. I started my own company, and then I've been doing... I got married, and now I'm getting back into doing my own solo stuff. Came out with my new single, and now I'm performing. Now it's rodeo season, so you got to get into all the gigs, and you got to get out there and perform because it's rodeo season.
See, now I knew what you've been up to because I don't like follow you like a stalker on Facebook, but I've been following your posts on Facebook. So, tell me about getting married and doing everything else you've been doing. I mean, have you slept any? Let me ask that question.
Oh, yeah. Have I slept any? A little bit. A little bit. Getting married was, it was probably my parents gave me the best wedding that a girl could ask for. It's like your dream wedding. And I really didn't think that I'd actually get that, you know, but my dad always comes through and so does my mom. And I love him for it. And it was a beautiful wedding. And then I even sang at my own wedding, which is really funny.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I randomly just got up and said, let's sing, because I had my band play at for our wedding reception. Of course, I can't have just, you know, a DJ. I had to have a live band.
Understand.
You know, being a musician. So, yeah, and then I started, I also teach dance, and I teach theater and voice. And I started my own company, and then I started working for HIC as well. So we bought a house. And
good
so
heavens.
I know. It's been crazy, but it's all very good things that are happening, and I'm very blessed because now I can really, you know, once we got the house and everything, I said I really want to focus on my solo career again. I want to step out, you know, get back out there, because I kind of went back and you took a step back because I needed to focus on getting married and having a relationship and making my husband happy. And then I told him when we first got married, I said, music is my first love. So I'm sorry.
it's kind of like radio people. You just, you have to improvise and adapt and yeah.
Yeah.
Now real quick, going back, you talked about doing instruction and teaching and all these other kind of things, and you've actually done musicals before.
Yes, I have. I just was recently in the musical Company, and I played Amy, and that was quite a hard character to do. She's very crazy, and it's actually about getting married and not wanting to get married, the part that she plays. So it's actually kind of funny because it's like, you know, I just got married and she's this totally this neurotic, crazy woman. And, and she sings this really fast song. I mean, it's like a million words a minute. It's crazy. And I didn't think I'd be able to do it, but I nailed it. And every performance I had, I had people come up to me and ask. It was so surreal when I had people come up to me and say, can I have a picture with you? And people that I didn't even know, it wasn't family, a friend, it wasn't family, friends, anything like that. It was just random people that, let me take a picture. And you know, you did so good. And I was like, thank you. You know, it just feels so good when you get that compliment.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Hard work.
Yeah. Now, when you do a musical, is it, in what ways is it different from performing on stage, doing your country show?
Well, when you do the musical, of course, there's a lot of, like, choreographed dance, of course, and there's a lot of lines, and you're working till, you know, I worked all day, and then I would work rehearsals all night till about midnight, almost, and I'd come home, and then I'd get up early in the morning, and I'd do it all over again. So, you know, I talked to my husband before I, you know, signed up for this, and I said, hey, do you mind me getting back? Because musicals was where I started begin with. I said, you know, do you mind me doing this, getting back to some stuff that I really love now that things have calmed down a little bit? And he totally supported me all the way through it. And then it just turned into, you know, this huge musical, and it was a big success. And we, you know, we got a lot of people that came, and it was a lot of work. I do have to say, it was a lot of work. And compared to my, you know, country, you know, performances, that's more of that comes from the heart. You know, it's not so much, it is preparation. You do have to prepare yourself for those things. I mean, but that's more natural to me than having to memorize lines and memorize choreography. I mean, when I'm up there and I'm singing with a band and I'm doing my originals and I'm, you know, just jamming and having a good time, that's when, you know, it really just comes natural. I don't really have to practice.
Gotcha. It makes perfect sense. Now, you're also going to be doing some things at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo this year, right?
Yes, I am. I'm doing the...
How cool is that?
I'm excited. I did it when I was like 14 and 15 years old, and I went up there and I used to just sing Janis Joplin and some old country songs, and finally, I contacted Red Rich. He has a tent, Rich's Raiders, and I contacted him back, and I asked him, I said, hey, how are you doing? And he said he was good, and he said his sponsor is bringing in Johnny Rodriguez, and basically, and some other very popular bands, and asked me if, you know, hey, would you like to open for him? And I was like, well, heck yeah.
Wow.
You wouldn't want to open for him. So, you know, he's moved on. And it's so good to see that the people that you've worked with in the past have also moved up. Because when I worked with him in the past, he was sponsored by Wild Turkey, which was good. It's okay. But he has some huge sponsors now. And to get that type of band and get into some other bands that are not just, you know, covers, you know, some actual real popular bands that you hear on the radio now, it's a big thing to see, and it's good to see them move up as well. So he's really happy that I'm moving on up, and that, you know, and I'm really happy he's moving on up, and he's a hoot. I mean, if you ever talk to Red Rich, I mean, tell him that you know Aaron Etter, and then he'll just start talking to you like he's like known you for years.
Excellent. All right. We'll remember that. Quick here. Tell us about the new song. What About Us?
What About Us? That is my new single. I love it. We had it recorded a while ago, and we tried to release it, and then we just said, oh, I don't know, and that was during that part, you know, where I was, you know, going through a lot of stuff, and then finally I said, you know what, I'm going to release it. I'm going to, you know, I need to release it. I want to do it, and then I posted it on Facebook, and I got a lot of response from it, and it was, you know, I mean, my all my insights on my pages on my AaronEtter.com, my iTunes, my Reverb Nation, everything started to skyrocket, and I had no idea that was, I mean, I just thought, oh, it's just another song, and people actually started loving it. I mean, it was, and then the Netherlands is picked up. I'm one station after another. They love me over there. I had no idea that the Netherlands would love that type of music.
Oh, the Europeans love country music.
Oh, I know. I just didn't think. I did a huge interview with them over there, and I was like, oh, this is going to be difficult, because I didn't know if I was going to, you know, understand them. But he happened to speak English, thank God. And because then that would have been a difficult one. But he, you know, we had a great interview. He posted, he made my album of the month over there. And then another radio station picked it up. And, you know, it's moving my music is moving around, you know. It helps with the background that I have with working with Randy Meadows, who, you know, his dad is Bucky Meadows, who works with Willie Nelson.
Right.
But, yeah, so it's, you know, it's real nice that when you have that background, you have a very good support group, and people see that, and you're generally true country artist, and you're true to your roots. It's, people respect it, and I think that's why I'm getting a little bit more than what I used to now. I'm in a lot more grown up, too. So I've grown up a lot in the past couple of years since you saw me.
Well, I would imagine you have been incredibly busy.
And maybe
it just wasn't the right time to release that song when you thought it was. So it looks like maybe this is it. Aaron, thank you so very much. I appreciate your time. Great to hear from you again.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I hope you like the song.
All right, stick around. Coming up after the break, we will check in with the brand new one from Aaron Etter right here on Texas 99.